Thomas Gerdo.
Tom, it's Garrett. How you doing?
Hey, Garrett. I'm well. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. At least that's
That's
what I tell people. They'll never know. Long time no chat, sir. How was Antwerp?
Antwerp was fun. It was interesting. I learned a lot, and it was interesting.
A lot of people treat it as like a holiday, you know, like a working vacation. It's expensive there, but like old world. I mean, I love Europe. I love when I was in Russia and stuff like that. Our oldest thing is a church, and it's from the 1700s. You know what I mean? Like from there, it's like, look at this building. It's been standing for 400 years. you know. So that was awesome. Were you able to kind of drum up some business through it? Did it help bring some people through?
It started the chatter, I guess, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, starts the dialogue, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, and you got to have, and people have to know you have in order for them to come ask, right? So, like, they
right.
think, oh, well, he travels and he buys diamonds. Dude's got diamonds.
little do they know.
Right, exactly. But everything else is good? Oh, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. I got that one carrot for you. You'll have it tomorrow at the shop.
Okay.
So the JSIT, it's a shoe-in. What else is needed? Are you doing lab-grown? How's Debbie?
Debbie's good. She's hanging in there.
Yeah?
You know, she's pretty much back after her trials and tribulations this year.
What happened to Debbie? I'm sorry.
This year was breast cancer.
Oh, jeez.
And she's been battling that since February.
Chemo
and a lumpectomy and radiation. You know,
the whole
smorgasbord of treatments for her.
And beat it back, I hope?
Yes, she did.
Good.
They caught it early, and, you know, they pretty much threw the kitchen sink at her, but, you know, she's back and doing well.
Good. Yeah, it's been a wild year. 2025, it's I'm glad to see parts of it go, but I've made some...
Yes.
Some good successes and some fond memories, but like it's been a ready for a new year. But you know they always say that you know it's, you got to be careful.
News is not necessarily good.
Good, that's right. That's why they say no news is good news, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll get this out. Oh, go ahead.
I did hire somebody.
Oh, all right. What's their name? So if I call the store?
Susanna Florencio. She was with Jeremy Lucky at Gem Design.
Okay, so she's got experience.
And she's a certified gemologist.
Even better.
CIA.
How is she getting along with Debbie?
Good and bad.
Right. Debbie's been there so long is the thing. You know, I always look at that. Like, a new academic, rather. You know what I mean? Someone that knows a thing or two, but needs to learn your processes, can be tough. I've experienced that myself.
They seem to be getting along just fine.
Good. And that's what
it was kind of a shock for Debbie, but I think it's good. There's somebody down in the store. They're they're talking, they're bouncing ideas off one another.
Good.
You know, Debbie, God bless her, has been with us for 37 years, but Susanna brings a kind of a different perspective.
Correct. And that's the only way you're going to grow, you know?
Yes.
So, you know, and it's, how has it been natural versus lab in the store?
Still natural.
Oh, good.
Mostly natural. Yeah.
Good for you. That's not what I hear often. That's not true. I hear it more often is what I should say. I've got like natural versus lab. Like a year ago it was 90% lab, and now it's 50-50, or I'm getting others that are more like 60-40 natural. You know what I mean? The swing is coming. So naturals are 40% cheaper than they have been, you know, and gold's going up. It's lab-grown still dropping. So it's I've got some stores that are doing bridal events where they're giving away a 2-carat lab-grown with gift of purchase. You buy your ring, I'll give you the diamond. You know, and I'm like, and that's I know you laugh. I made that joke 2 years ago.
I'm laughing because...
Right. I mean, it's worthless. Right? Like, it's... But here's the thing. Like, there are some people selling direct to public. And there are inferior lab-grown goods out there. But they're selling direct to public for, like, $900, right? Where others, you go on Rare Carat, Brilliant Earth, Blue Nile, and they're still selling 2 carats for $4,000. You know, and it's like, it helps prop up that value so you can still undercut an online retailer and make money. But the writing's on the wall. The fact that some people are giving away would get the purchase. I know Steven Singer has been doing that for years, but, like, the few stores that I know of doing it now, it's brand new. It's a brand new marketing scheme in their mind. They're like, I'll give you the 2-carat, any shape you want, just buy the ring from me. And I got another jeweler that came.
So now the profits are in gold.
Right. Right. And there's people.
High.
Oh, it's insane, too. Like, we have a gold chain, flimsy gold chain. It's $275. You know, like, other people are selling it for $300. And it's, you look at it, you're like, this is nothing, and it costs $300. Very difficult for the gold chain manufacturers right now. But the gold buying is fantastic. I've got stores that are buying scrap like crazy.
When I was in Antwerp, I was with a number of older jewelers, and, you know, we were talking. And it's, when I said I learned a lot of it was from the older jewelers I was with, and they said, what do you think about gold? And they said, it's going to keep on going up. And I said, I'm thinking about, you know, buying up inventory, gold inventory, because it's only going to go up.
Right. A lot of people are. I mean, my CEO, which you've met Mike,
mm-hmm.
is under the impression it's going to hit $10,000 in the next 4 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't.
That's insane.
Right, I mean, I hope it doesn't, because, I mean, like, yeah, if you own gold, of course, but, like, people still have to buy it. You know what I mean? Like who's going to buy gold chain if it's $10,000 an ounce? It's going to go towards alternate metals, is his prediction. You know, palladium,
yes.
Platinum, because even platinum is cheaper in the grand scheme. And then... or different alloys, you know. But it's just wild to me. It's the Wild West, you know. But remind me, this 1 carat, it's a replacement?
Yeah, it's to match an existing diamond.
Okay.
It's
gotcha.
For a stud.
Oh, okay. She lost one of her studs.
Yes.
All
and
right.
She's got insurance, so, you know, fortunately money's not particularly an object for her, so.
Good. Well, I mean,
we're switching out the pushback relievers for her, and so it'd be a nice little sale.
Yeah, good stuff. It's sorry, someone sent me a text. I like to pretend like I know how to multitask. I don't. I'm dealing with a lot of insurance replacements right now. Some of them good, some of them terrible, Tom. Like I've got one right now that they've been paying $16,000 for their item, premium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's $9,000. If I'm selling it at the wholesale cost, it's worth $9,000. They're only writing them a check for $8,000. This is a GIA item that was broken. It was a princess. And we're fighting. And I'm like, why is this even a fight? Like, and they're like, well, they should have reappraised it. I'm like, where are you getting $8,000? Where my cost? I'm selling it for $9,000. Well, I found it cheaper. Millimeter for millimeter, SI2 for SI2, G for G, GIA, GIA. You're not. You're actually stealing from your client. Like, your client should drop you after this. And, well, they should have got it coming. I'm like, they got it appraised 3 years ago. Diamonds have gone down 40% since, but, like, why would, if I'm not in the business, why would I know? Or how would I know? I mean, I'm going to come in and get a paper and appraisal every year? I mean, I understand that it's like, well, I haven't had it appraised since 1984. Okay, you probably should have came back in, right? You know, every, I don't know, what is the standard? How often are you supposed to get it appraised?
I don't think there is a standard.
Right. So, like, but, and I get for, like, lab-grown. Lab-grown's a sticky wicket when it comes to replacing, because it's depreciated. How do you prepare for depreciation? How do you insure something? I mean, it's like a car, I guess. The car's going to go down in value as it gets older.
That's what I tell people. They come in for labs. I said, you're buying a car, and it's going to depreciate as soon as you walk out the door. And if you're okay with that, you know, you can get a bigger diamond. But I can't guarantee it's going to have any value in the next 2 years.
Right. And that's the thing, is it doesn't. And it's like, I was in a couple, there's a couple social clubs here, you know, they're like, oh, Garrett, you sell diamonds. I got engaged 3 years ago. How'd I do? And I'm like, well, what'd you get her? Oh, 4-carat lab grown. I'm like, she happy? Yeah, she loves it. Perfect. And then I walk
away.
That's
all that matters.
It's all, and I walk away. You know, because I'm like, you
all
probably paid $20,000 for it then, and it's worth $1,500 now. Like, buyer beware. That's how. Now, even back then, to play devil's advocate, that item, if it were natural, would have been $250,000, and you only paid
mm-hmm.
$20,000. But it's a TV. It's replicated technology. So therefore, you know, you're getting your 80-inch flat-screen television for $1,000 as opposed to the $8,000 the years ago, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do have to run. But Tom, it was great
okay.
talking to you. I wanted to hear your voice, and I hope I'd love to meet. What would you say her name is again?
Susanna.
I'll call the store at some point and introduce myself. And if she has any questions,
okay.
If there's any way that I could be of assistance to you guys, just let me know. All right?
I appreciate it.
Hey, happy holidays, Tom. I'm glad you're doing well.
You too. Thanks, Garrett.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.